to the other. Zwei cousins. Because the Mishnah on the one hand says at the end of Tainus, Lahayu Yom Tainu Yisrael Ketuva Avuch Yom HaKippur, which makes it sound like it's one of the top days of the year, the fact that it's being compared to Yom Kippur. Yet the Gemara asks the obvious kasha, it says Bishlam Yom HaKippur, Bishlam Yom HaKippur, Yom Shekibur Lucha Shniyo Sikha Mechil Yisrael. Ella, Ella, Tuba Av, Ma'i, what's the big simcha about Tuba Av? So the Gemara proceeds to give six different terutzim as to why Tuba Av is a great day. Either it's because it's the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry with each other, Yom Shehutu Shvatim, levels of Zeh, or it was the day that Binyamin, after Pilagish Begeva, was allowed to intermarry once again with Bnei Yisrael, or the bodies of Beta were buried, or they lifted up the ban that Yeravim made that the Yidden shouldn't come to the Olu L'Regel, or the Atzei HaMaracha, it was the Siyum of that mitzvah, and there was one more, which I don't remember right now. What? The Mesei Midbar stopped dying, right. So, after the Gemara, seeing the six answers of the Gemara is still sure as it was at the start. We're comparing Tu B'Av to Yom HaKippur. It's Yom HaKippur. So, how exactly does this answer? They have six things versus Slicha Mechila and Kabbalos Lucha Shnios. These six things are somewhat meaningless in the big picture of what it means, Lucha Shnios and Slicha Mechila every single day. And furthermore, the big huha in halacha about Tu B'Av is that there's no tachna. That's it. That's it. Other than that, you know, it's nice to have a tish. It's pretty sure it's a thing. But the actual halacha shabbat is just that there's no tachna. How could it be? The whole thing is shver. So the emes is that just by way of hakdama, we sang earlier the song of Ani Ma'amin B'Emunah Shleima, that the Emunah in Bias Mashiach. We know the 13 Ani Ma'amins to represent the Emunah in the Achdus Hashem. Of course, 13 is Gematria Echad, and it affirms our belief in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two which stand out of the 13 Ani Ma'amins are the last two, which is the belief in the coming of Mashiach and also the belief in Tchiyas HaMeisim. These two emunas are not emunas which we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna to us. Nishba Hashem leDavid emunasecha. You swore to David with your emuna. You promised to David certain yamim. Emuna means to be faithful. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his word that there would be Bias HaMashiach and there would be Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's this, not just our emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course we believe, but it's our emuna and his emuna to us. That we're faithful, that he will be faithful to us to give us these two things which he promised us. When David HaMelech speaks in Tehillim about emuna, we mentioned in the emuna shurim a few shurim ago, but he always refers to our emuna in Tehillim as emuna secha, Hashem's emuna. Has to do with the fact that David HaMelech is the Malchus, less than Migar Meklom, he doesn't believe he has any emuna of his own. So he always refers to emuna as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's emuna. Udiya emunascha b'fi. Af emunascha b'chal kadeshim. The emuna which David is referring to is the emuna of these two inyanim. David HaMelech is affirming his belief in the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach, as we said before, Nishba l'David b'munascha, that he swore to David that Mashiach would come from him and he would bring Mashiach. And of course the idea of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is the whole idea of Umakayat Umunasa Isheni Afar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah, when we speak about Hashem's emunah, the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he promises the Yidden that he will give them the Tchiyas HaMeisim. As David says in Tehillim, Hayesupar Bakever Chastecha V'chule V'chule Emunascha Ba'avadon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emunah is this idea of Hayesupar Bakever Chastecha, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do in the kever L'Hachayis Meisim. And when David refers to this emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calls it emunascha ba'avadam, that your emuna is lost. Your emuna is lost. It's a lost thing. Could even be, just before we move on, that David HaMelech says, as the Mishnah brings it down in Pirkei Avos, David says, I only learned two things from Achitofel, and yet I called him Alufi, Rabbi, Miyudai. It could be that these Shnei Dvarim, refers to these Shnei Dvarim, which is these two Emunas, happens to be Kol Mitzvah Secha Emuna. Kol Mitzvah Secha is a Gematria Shnei Dvarim. And it says Kol Mitzvah Secha Emuna. It could be that these two Dvarim, which he learned from Achitofel, which he calls him Rebbe, Alufi, Miyudai, has the Shaifas to this idea of Yisra Mashiach and Chiyas Hanisim, even for Rishoyim like Achitofel. So the idea that Hashem's Emunah is in a state of Avada, which means that it's lost, it's an idea that every Aveda needs a Hashavas Aveda. It needs to be brought back to the Bible. Rav Baruch Hu's Emunah is in a state of Avadan. We need to find the Simanim, and from those Simanim to return it to the Bible. It could be that when you take a look at the six reasons that the Gemara gives as to what the great Simcha is of Tu B'Av, these aren't considered to be sibas. These are not reasons why Tu B'Av is such a big Simcha. Like as we said, you don't see anything from them which would create such a big Simcha, the Doros. The idea is that these six reasons are simanim. Be a little bit brisk if you want to say simin versus siba. It's not the siba, it's the simin shibo. The reason why the Gemara brings so many simanim is to show that there's a simin here. There's a simin about the godless of Tu B'Av. That we see certain simanim about Tu B'Av that makes it very special. When we speak about Mechayim Mason and the Indian of Tchias HaMason, as I mentioned once to Yirmi recently, if you take a look at the bracha, when we speak about Tchias HaMason, we mention in the bracha of Tchias HaMason that the bracha is Soymech Naiflem, Zeroyfei Choylem, when he's Matir Asur. Just like we have in the Gemara, we speak about Avos and Toldos, whether it's in Hachos Shabbos or Ben Zikim, there's an Av of Tchias HaMason, which is of course Tchias HaMason itself. That every Av has a Toldah, and the Toldos of Tchias HaMason are that Hashem is so Mechnaiflim, that He's Reik Recholim, that He's Mati Asurim. On a small level, these Inyanim, they come from the Inyan of Tchias HaMason. And take a look at these things which took place, Shehutru Shvatim Bavos Abizeh. This is the Bechina of Mati Asurim. Shehutru Shedet Binyamin, level Bakal. This is again Matir Asurim. Shakalu Mese Midbar, that they stopped dying in the Midbar. This is Kimat Mamash Akhiyas Amesa. The fact that they removed the guards from being over the regal, that's also Matir Asurim. Harugi Beitar, they had a Karura, that's also Bechina of Akhiyas Amesa. So sure about the Atzei HaMarecha. But you see from the Simanim, you see five Simanim which pertain to the Inyan of Tchias HaMason, to the Toldos of Tchias HaMason. But this shows that it's a simin. It's a simin to the fact that this is a very great day. What we find here is that Emunascha is Ba'avadam. We don't know where to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Emunah to us. We take a look at all the Maladim and we say, Ayaka, where are you? Wouldn't we see a simon to the fact that you're going to stay true to your promise that you're going to bring to us the Tchias HaMason and the Bias Mashiach? But later on in history, when Tu B'Av emerged on the scene, we were able to see about Tu B'Av that it had the simonim of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be true to his promise to give us Tchias HaMason. So through these simanim of this Aveda, are able to be nisha this day the back of Hashem. This perhaps is the chat about the lashon of the Mishnah, which is also very difficult. The lashon of the Mishnah is Lo hayu yamin tovim liYisrael ketubah av uchiyom akifurim. So first of all, what's the shayches between Yom Kippur and Tuba? But secondly, the lashon is shver. Why does it say Lo hayu yamin tovim liYisrael? It should say yamin tovim of Tuba av and Yom Kippur are the greatest yontivs. But the pshat is Lo hayu yamin tovim liYisrael. It's not a yontiv yet. It's Lo hayu yamin tovim liYisrael. All we see is the simanim of the fact that one day it's going to be a great day. But it's not yet. You don't know anything yet about Tu Ba'al, which really makes it great. All we see are the simanim, but the siva is yet to come. It's Lo Hayu. We say about in the Veda, which the Bible haven't claimed yet. The Gemara tells us, Yehemunah Achad Sheyavo Eliyahu. Yehemunah Achad Sheyavo Eliyahu. We see the simanim. And you know that it belongs to somebody. So you can't keep it for yourself. So the only thing we can do is we have to wait until the Eilun comes. That's what the Simanim tell us. And that's exactly the Inyan of Tu Ba'av. Tu Ba'av is a day that we see the Simanim. We see that there's a Bailim here. That he's going to be true to the fact to be Matir Asurim, to be Samech Naichlan, to be Machayim Esen. But until that day, we keep it dear to us. We keep it dear to us. And we treasure it like Yom HaKippurim. Because we see the Siman and that it's going to be very great. That's why Lo Hayu is the Osios Eliyahu. Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim LiYisrael. Eliyahu will make it a Yontif. When he comes and he declares Tfilas HaMeisim, that will be a Yontif. And that's the association with Shabbos Nachamu, which falls out in the same week. The whole Indian of the Nechama is that Tu Ba'av is a great Nechama for us. It's a Nechama for us that after so many years of Tisha B'Av, of crying so many tears, we see the simon of the fact that the Shabbat will keep true, that every single tear will be accounted for, that he can be counted on to bring Tiyas HaMesim, to bring Tiyas HaMashiach. Those tears don't go to waste. And when that happens, Yehi Munach, this Indian of Munach, we've been in Golus for so long. So we say Munach Zarka, the Bnei Yisrael has been casting for Golas. Munach Segol. Segol means the Am Segula has been in Golas for so long, so it means Munach. Munach, Munach, a very, very long time, Rivi'i, until the fourth Golas. Then Mapach Pashta Zakev Katan Zakev Gadol. And Hashem will make a Mapecha. And will make a Zakev Gadol and a Zakev Katan all the way up to the highest, highest level. But the Munach Munach means that for a very, very long time, we're in Golas for so many years. But when the final Tikkun comes and Hashem says, Munach Ma'pach, it's time to make a Ma'pecha in Munach, and the Osios Munach will turn into Nachamo. This is the kesher between Tu Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, first of all, is a day of Tchiyas HaMeisim. We dress in white. We fast. We mamash, it's either we die in a day. It's considered to be a Yom HaMisa. But within that Misa, there's a Kavadah Tchiyas which takes place. Yom Kippur is the day of the year when we see and when we live every single year the Indian of Tchiyas HaMeisim that a Yid will have blessed love. We have a little bit of mixus of what Yom Kippur is now. But in truth, it's not a Yom Tov yet. Zohar says about Yom HaKippurim, Asir lis angabe, that right now it's a day of tsar, it's a day of inui. But l'asir lavoi, it will be a Yom Tov. So you could say, even about Yom Kippur, lo hayu yamin tovim liYisrael k'yom HaKippurim. Even Yom Kippur is not a Yom Tov yet. And neither is Tu Ba'av. But the shayches is that just like Yom Kippur will become a Yom Tov, that will be such an einik for us, when we become more neshama there. It'll turn into a yontif when Mashiach comes. So too with Tu Ba'av. We don't know what it is about Tu Ba'av yet, but we know it has something to do with Mashiach and something to do with Tchiyas HaMeisim, and we're just waiting for that opportunity for it to sprout. Should be zeichet that through all the tears we should cry, throughout all the centuries. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're waiting to know what this true world is all about. We see the simanim, especially now it's on the wall. Everybody can see the simanim that something is happening in the world. We're very, very close to understanding what this true world is, but until now it's mamish a mystery. The only thing we know about it is that there's no tachana. It's just a kol shehu of what this yom tov is. So in Tzchus, we're coming together on Tuba, what we show is that we really know that there's something much, much deeper here, that we take the words of Chazal literally. That if you say Lo HaYom and tell me to yourself, it's not to be taken lightly. That there's tremendous Aymek HaTayim. Just like Tisha B'Av, this tremendous Aymek, Mashiach is buried there. He's born on that day. We have the same Emuna. So if you tell us in your Mishnah that it's a Gemar B'Gadei, you have Emuna in that, and you have Emuna in the fact that you will bring Mashiach to Kinnim, Kiyas HaMesim, you should be zeichet to see the ultimate Munach Mapach to Nechama, the Yehei Nachamu, Kiyas Gal Tzedek, and Heru Minu Amen. Amen. Yeshua Asfa Aki Vizim Hashem
Shabbat.